This is episode 2 of the Super Cool Stuff Show on June 16th, 2008. Welcome to the second episode of the Super Cool Stuff Show. I, of course, am Terry Bartley, your host, and I'd like to start out by apologizing for not having a new episode up earlier. I've been going through a lot of stuff, and it's one of those things that pretty much everybody goes through at some point in their life, but this was kind of the first time this has happened to me. My great aunt has been in and out of the hospital for about a year now, and very recently, 2 days ago, in fact, she passed away in the hospital. It was kind of hard for me because I've not really had a really close relative pass away whenever I'm what I would consider an adult-esque of age. So I thought for this episode, instead of talking about entertainment and stuff, because it wouldn't seem appropriate after everything that had happened, that I would just talk about what I went through for this. The first time stuff happened that was strange for me was yesterday. Yesterday I went with my grandma to pick out a casket for my great aunt. That was my grandma's sister. And it was the strangest thing. I had this realization when I was picking out clothes to wear to go down to the funeral home, that whenever you live your life not taking yourself too seriously, that it's very hard to find something to wear for these very serious events. Because I was trying to think, you know, you're picking out a casket, this isn't a funeral, so I guess that's like an errand, like you should dress casually as though you're going to the bank, but you know, not something fun, obviously, because this isn't a fun job. So I looked through my closet, and pretty much all of my t-shirts are, I'm a billboard for some company, be it a soft drink company or a candy bar or whatever, or I have crazy designs that are like button up. And I don't own anything. This is very just, you know, it's just there. I don't have plain t-shirts. I just don't. I never have. So I finally settled on a t-shirt from my high school marching band. Because I figured that was the safest thing. Because it was black. But it had a print on it, like a coat of arms. So it was very classy. A classy marching band t-shirt. And that's what I settled on. But it was just so bizarre for me. And like I said, this is the first time in my almost adult life that somebody very close to me had died, and it really didn't hit me at first. I guess it may have been where she was older, and I just didn't really understand. And I just had this realization that, you know, it could have been any time that maybe, I don't know, but it didn't really hit me. Like, you know, I hadn't teared up over it yet. And then we walked into the room to pick out the casket, and there was just like a sea of caskets, and this emotion just overwhelmed me to see all these caskets in this room. Because, I mean, it's one thing to picture it, but to actually see it, it's really powerful to just imagine, you know, your relative will be laying in one of those. So we picked out the casket and all that stuff. So we picked out the casket, which was a really fun job, by the way. Pure sarcasm, in case you couldn't tell. And we decided on a blue one. All that stuff. You don't need to know the details because it's trivial and not important. But we did all that. And then we had to come back and decide what outfit we'd like for her to wear. So we knew that we should give them her teeth because, you know, she wore them in life. And we did that. And then we looked through all of her clothes. And she didn't really dress up that often. So it was a challenge to find something that was, you know, classy to wear. It's so surreal for me to say, but in her casket. So we went through her closet, we finally found something, and we put that up. And then the next day, which is today, we went to the funeral home for, it wasn't a full-on funeral, but it was like a service for her. It was a viewing, is what they called it. And it was so strange, because you walk in the room, and you get flooded with emotion, because you see your relative lying there in the casket at the front of the room, motionless. And that's when it truly, truly hits you. It hadn't come to the fullest extent yet, but whenever I saw her laying there, it was too much. You know, like, I was holding on to my grandma because I didn't want her to, you know, fall down or anything. And she was losing it, obviously, because that was her sister. And then my eyes just started pouring with tears. And it was just, it was terrible. And, you know, I was sad. My grandma was sad. Everybody there was very sad. And the strange thing about funerals, which I've noticed this time, is that everybody is very sad and depressed during the funeral, obviously. And then afterwards, we all went back to my grandma's house. My church had brought over food, which was very nice for them. And, you know, we had this assortment of food to eat. And our emotion shifted dramatically. You know, we were all incredibly sad at the funeral. And then it kind of became like a family reunion. And I guess that's what happens at almost every funeral-like thing. But we were laughing together, we were eating together, having a good time. And it's almost like we just needed that sense of closure that a funeral-like service gives you. And that's really what I... And that just seemed kind of strange to me that, you know, it was just... It was an automatic switch. It wasn't even a... There wasn't, like, a pause between, you know, it was an immediate, like, oh, now we're here, and we're over it. And I can't say it was something that just affected a few people. It happened to me, too. You know, I was caught up in the emotion, and I enjoyed the company of my family that I hadn't seen for a long time. I think it's a bizarre thing that whenever somebody passes, it leads to great sadness and then a great joy that the person moved on to wherever they go. I don't know what to believe in, to be honest. And then we have this joy that we're all together in a family. And it's just this great feeling that it's hard to describe, but it happens every time, you know? And it's kind of cool. So I'm trying to keep these episodes around 10 minutes-ish. We're nearing the 8-minute point, so I'm just going to call that a day. But next episode, we'll be back to entertainment stuff. I'll be talking about stuff like the A-List Awards on Bravo, which were obviously kind of cool. And, you know, interesting stuff from there. The highlights that I liked. My Life on the D-List with Kathy Griffin is back on the air. And, of course, Instant Star. The finale should be coming up pretty soon. Maybe some music news, maybe some tech news. You never know unless you just tune in. The easiest way to tune in, of course, is to subscribe. The link is on the website. That's scss.podomatic.com. Just click on subscribe. There's a link to subscribe to iTunes if you have iTunes. It's super easy. And just give me a visit every time one is made. All right, I'll see you guys later. All right, thanks for listening to the Super Cool Stuff Show. I'm Gary Bartley.